This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The town of Wellington, just north of Fort Collins, will allow retail and medical marijuana. This comes after a previous marijuana ban was struck down in last month's election. A recount resulted in no change of the vote totals. The marijuana ban will now end in February. Colorado has at least 2 known cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Dr. Adit Ginde is an emergency physician at UC Health.
There's really 2 interventions that prevent COVID-19 patients from being hospitalized, getting on a ventilator, or even dying. One is vaccination, and if you're already vaccinated, getting a booster. And the second is monoclonal antibodies given early in the course of disease.
Ginde says monoclonal antibody treatments prevent 70% of hospitalizations and are effective regardless of vaccination status. A prolific Colorado artist and the founder of the Pueblo Levy mural project has died. The Pueblo Chieftain reports David Roberts died October 9th at the age of 71. Roberts started the now famous Pueblo Levy mural project in 1979 as what the paper calls a big thank you card to the city. That idea eventually grew into a mural spanning more than 175,000 square feet. Roberts' work can also be found in the permanent collections at the Denver Art Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art, and the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center, among others. You're listening to CPR News. It is a chilly night. Parts of the western slope might see some flakes tonight.